Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, McDonald's munching machete-armed Mark plays canine whisperer, then sets the stage for a truly weird episode. Walloping Wade wakes early to hump, likes to lick brows, and is the lusty lord of the Zelfs. Beloved Bob promises more pickies, praises Will Rogers' hypotheses, intimidates toddlers, and separates via slaying. From President Pullman to tool pyramids, yes, it's time for Wrong Answers Only. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome back to Distractable. It's time for another fun episode where I'm the host.
I don't like this.
My name is Markiplier.
I don't like that.
I'm here to guide you through the experience that is Distractable, where I'm the host, and then the contestants play a fun game for points.
That was so close to your kudos for Putin. What's close?
Kudos for Pudos, baby.
No points for getting that wrong.
All right, cool.
I don't like the tone so far, but hey, Mark, how's it going? Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. It's nice to win. Always is nice to win. It's been a while, so I gotta make this one good. You know how in the bylaws we have a rule that we have to have a written record of the points?
No, I don't remember that, but I was wondering why we started doing that.
It is a rule. It's a bylaw and or constitutional law.
That's good.
But I remembered, and where I am, usually if you're at an Airbnb, there's a junk drawer that has pad, paper, pen, something like that.
Tape?
Wait, there is?
Couldn't find anything anywhere here. Couldn't find anything to write with, honestly, and I didn't bring a pen. Usually I have like at least a pen or something in my backpack.
Please tell me you have a tattoo artist who has to tattoo every point onto you while you go.
Ooh.
It's not far from the answer.
Oh, what? You have a knife. I wasn't ready for that.
So I would think if I carve the points into your flesh, then that'll be a pretty permanent record, wouldn't it?
Okay, here you go.
No. What I have here is not blood. I'm going to say that first.
Okay, I believe you. I'm choosing to believe you.
Okay, right? Even though I'm making a movie with probably the world record amount of blood in it, this is not blood.
It's your movie script.
I write really, really small and only on paper towels.
It's written in Braille?
Yeah. That way no one can steal it.
Wait, I think that's a paper towel, Wade. I've got to be honest.
It could be. It's a good theory.
I mean, I did say it was a paper towel, but...
They're very blood absorbent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And other fluids.
How much blood do you have to soak up?
Unrelated.
Yeah, unrelated fluids. Anyway, I got some writing material here.
Ooh, what ink is that?
It's red. Very good pigments.
I'm a very big. Have you heard about the calligraphy drama that's gone on?
The what?
What?
I'm not even joking. Hang on. There was big drama in the calligraphy TikTok stuff because there's a company. Hang on. I know this. Lamy, which is a company that makes calligraphy products, re-released a new ink, which is named very similarly to one of their all-time favorite inks called Dark Lilac something something. But it's not the same. It's different. It's not the dark lilac we all know and love from years past. Anyway, this came across my TikTok and I had to. So what kind of ink do you have, Mark?
Red.
Frank's Red Hot?
It might be.
2023?
Might be. Who knows? Honestly, maybe 2024 edition. But I have this and I can make straight lines with it. And that's about all I can do. There's no going roundabout on curved letters. That's not happening.
So how do you know whose lines are which lines then?
Well, so you can make letters out of straight lines. So you can see I was experimenting with yours, but that's a B and then a very clear W.
Oh, okay. A very clear must mean something different in Texas.
They're both Bob. A B and an M.
Bob and Mob. Yes. It's me.
So I've got it here and I'm going to keep excellent records.
I'm going to offer you a preliminary ruling. That totally works. You're good. No constitutional violations. Excellent work, buddy.
Thank you.
It's going to really suck though in like 2 months whenever you have to look back to this record for the points.
Yeah, you have to keep that forever.
I know, right? TSA is going to ask me why I have a blood-stained letter in my bag.
You got to go home, tape that into your notebook alongside all the other points tracking.
Just keep the knife with it. That way you can show them what you were doing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll take that. that right through.
It's calligraphy. Guys, it's calligraphy.
They got rid of my lavender mac and cheese and I wanted it back.
I have more than once accidentally brought a multi-tool through TSA, and it's always a very nice one that Amy got me as a present, because I think, oh, a multi-tool, that'll be perfect for the road. And the thing about multi-tools is that they usually have a knife in them. Also, they're big in metal, so TSA doesn't like that very much.
Not very secretive.
Yeah, don't put it in your bag. Put it in your pocket next time.
I have brought pocket knives on occasion. We know the weirdest, most confusing one was we were at a convention, and so fans used to will give you things at a convention sometimes, art or whatever. And I, on the way to the airport, I got this thing from a fan and I just shoved it in my bag. And I was like, gosh, shit. And went to the airport because it was like I was leaving. And this person was like, I thought I wouldn't see you, blah. And I was like, I don't want to be rude. I'll take this. It had a whole bunch of silly string in it, which you're not allowed to bring aerosol cans onto an airplane.
Oh,
they didn't just like find it and be like, oh, what's this? The guy who found it was like looking in my bag and was like, did you know this is in here? What, my clothes? No, what? What? And he was like so weird about it. And then when he pulled out the silly string, I was like, wait, I didn't put that in there. Which you should never say to the TSA people. They don't like that. That question they ask, has anyone else touched your bags? They mean that shit. You should never, ever say, oh, wait, I didn't put that in there. They did not enjoy that. That was not, that didn't go well. I ended up getting on my flight. It was fine. But that just that one moment where I was like, I don't know what that is. I don't think I put that in there.
Well, then your follow-up is like, well, wait, I'm famous and a fan gave it to me. I put it in my bag.
I did. I had it when he was like, well, there's this bag. It's got a picture of you that appears to be drawn in like colored pencil or something. And did you draw this? And I was like, oh, no, no, I know what that is. Wait, this is really awkward. But yeah, they don't think that's very funny. He thought it was kind of funny once I explained it. But when I said I didn't put that in there, he was like, it's probably a bomb then, isn't it? Let's escalate this. We got to look inside you now.
Did I tell you when I was going through TSA recently and they found my mouse pad?
Your Lady Dimitrescu mouse pad?
Yeah. Did I talk about that on the...
I don't think so.
I feel like maybe, but I don't remember it. Yeah, do it again. The subreddit loves that.
Yeah, I can't remember if I actually told you guys, but yeah, TSA found my Lady Dimitrescu mouse pad, which I feel like I have talked about because I remember saying that and Wade, you being confused about the name. I'm going to skip it because if I've talked about it.
Well, now I miss the story because I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember your mouse pad. I know who that is. That's the Resident Evil lady.
So I was at TSA and they were pulling up, you know, they grab my, it goes to the back. It almost always does because I got so many electronics in there. And they pull it over to the machine and, you know, they are able to scroll through the scan. They're like looking through and they see two roundish type, what seems to be a fluid. I don't know. It looks odd, but it doesn't show any of the surface texture. So it just looks like two blobs, right?
Conspicuous.
So I say to the TSA agent, I'm like, you're going to laugh when you see it. And she gives me this look like, what the fuck are you talking about? How hilarious is this bomb? So rips open the bag and then just pulls out the top first. So without the boobs. And he looks at that and goes like, is this it? Pulls out the boobs and then just gives me that side eye. Just like, and then she did laugh. So she did laugh. And I said it was a gift.
I know those TSA officers like probably see all kinds of crazy shit. But when they don't laugh at stuff like that, I'm always like, man, this has got to be the funnest part of your job. It's not a bomb. And it's something funny. How often does that happen? Like, you didn't have to do anything. It's cool. We're good.
Yep. So that's what happened. Other than travel related experiences, how are you guys' lives doing?
We're good. Been up early all week, which is rare for me, but we got our sump pump replaced. Puppies had vet appointments yesterday.
To be clear, he had to be awake by 11 a.m. today. That's early.
Well, I was awake before 10.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, I had to be up at 7.
That is pretty early.
Well, then why are you complaining about today, then? That seems way worse.
Because I need to catch up on sleep. Because no matter how early I get up, I cannot fall asleep until like 3 a.m. And last night, it was like 4:30.
You know, you need to do exercise, as they say.
What, is that when you eat your food more slowly?
No, you have to eat it really quickly so that it raises your blood pressure. And when you're done eating, you're all...
Oh, I'll get some hot wings and eat them really quickly later. Appreciate the advice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excellent at exercise. Can't you tell?
Otherwise, what else is new? Bob and I played Helldivers a couple days ago. That was fun.
Without me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, without you. Very much on purpose.
Intentionally. We were like, oh, Mark's gone. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's understandable.
And incredibly, we did about the same as we do with you.
I can't tell if that was supposed to be mean or not mean.
Meaning throwing airstrikes on each other?
Well, no, it was more, well, we had other people. We had two other people. You were as good as two other people.
Oh, wow, that's a compliment.
I meant it to be nice, but I guess I didn't give the context that there were other people there. It made it sound like, yeah, it was just Bob and I. We were without you. We did just as good, if not better.
It felt a little mean at the beginning, yeah. I'm
gonna... Yeah, no, no. What I was trying to say was Delrith and the only Ryan, let me shout them out, they suck.
Hey, don't say that about Del. You have no idea what that man did for us.
He murdered me about 16 times on one mission.
It was probably your own fault.
Yeah, it probably was.
He literally threw me to respawn me and then threw an orbital after. So I landed, got out, and I was like, oh, my stuff. Huh, what's that big beam of light? Is this Independence Day? And then I died.
Well.
Shouldn't have stopped to ask if it was Independence Day. There's your problem right there. It's a skill issue.
I was hoping for President Pullman to tell me.
Wait, that's actually his name.
Is it? I couldn't remember if that was the actor or the president.
Oh, wait, no, that's the actor's name, isn't it?
Damn it.
No, 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 I don't think it's the actor's name, because isn't that one of that family of actors?
Bill Pullman is the actor's name.
Never mind. Fuck me then. I'm wrong.
President Thomas J. Whitmore.
Yeah, that's the one. Played by Bill Pullman.
I was not going to pull Whitmore out, though.
So. I had an interesting encounter this morning that was unusual. I sometimes get up early, just on a whim. I wake up and I'm like, I'm not going to sleep. It was about 5 a.m.
What's early for you? Like 10 a.m.?
5 a.m.
It's like he stops listening before you finish your sentence and then is confused about all that information you added in there at the second half of the sentence.
You guys knew what you were signing up for when you invited me to this shit.
I mean, not really.
You know what, Wade? This is what makes you so good at improv comedy. You listen to just enough to decide what you're going to do regardless of whatever else happens.
And
Mark's encounter.
Oh, right. So I step out of the door. I was going to go to McDonald's and get some like breakfast.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm hungry.
Circle back, maybe get some work done. I step out of my front door, and one of the reasons I woke up is because this dog kept barking. And I step out of my front door, and there's this dog, tiny little thing, like this big, standing in the middle of the road. It's 5 a.m., and I'm like, what are you doing out here? And it's a little kind of Chihuahua mix. I took a picture of it. It was super cute, but obviously should not have been out. This is the dog.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, basically, I did what I've seen and heard you're supposed to do if you got a dog that doesn't know you. It's just barking at me. And I'm like, oh, shit, I got to help find this dog find its over, because I could see it had a collar. So I sit on the sidewalk for about half an hour. I was like, I went out, you know, it was kind of cold in the morning, but I just sat on the sidewalk in just half an hour and trying to, like, let this dog get used to me, and also waiting around just to see if anybody else happened to show up. I don't know who's walking their dog at 5 a.m., but it felt like this was a dog that was lost. And so after a while, you know, it got a little closer. It kept getting spooked by other things in the area and then would turn around and start barking at me. Like there would be a noise down the street or like a dog barking in the distance and go like, ooh, rah, rah, and that at me. But eventually it started getting closer. So I actually went inside real quick once I knew it wasn't going to sprint off, and got some leftover steak that I had. Cooked the day prior, and I started giving it little pieces. And I managed to get it inside. And so I was like, oh, shit. And I looked at its collar. It didn't have a number, but it had an animal hospital. And I was like, yeah, okay, that opens at 7:30. I'll call then. And then lo and behold, after treating this dog, I give it some breakfast. You know, I give it some water, and it's chilling. It's very cute. It's nice. And I hear out of my front door, I hear like, Bella, Bella, Bella. And I look out, and it's the next door neighbors. The next door neighbors were looking for their dog.
What a weird coincidence. They lost their dog.
They let it out to go bathroom early in the morning, and then after I brought it into the house I'm at, they were immediately like, our dog's gone. I thought I was rescuing a dog. I ended up kidnapping their dog. And here I was like, I'm some big hero.
Well, I mean, that's a weird time in the morning for a dog to be outside and in the middle of the road, nonetheless.
So it was literally the next door neighbor. So it was like kind of in the road, whereas like, I think what happened is they're the kind of dog owners that they open the front door, the dog goes out. And I think me coming outside because of the direction that I came from scared it into the road. I don't think it was the dog that was in the road. I think it was all my fault from the very beginning. But also, I was sitting out there for maybe not 30 minutes, but maybe more like 20 minutes. And the owner didn't come out. So I was like, I didn't. A coyote could come by and snatch.
No, yeah. That's a long time for a dog to be outside barking. Like, dogs like being outside. And then it sounds like it. You know, this is the routine. But if Lexi is outside barking, I'm not just in the house like, she'll stop. I don't, that's mean to my neighbors. I'll go out there and be like, hey, stop. or come inside. And she's older, so she's always like, well, I want to come inside. That sounds good.
Well, quiet time starts at 10 p.m. So by 5 a.m., it's got to be over, right?
I mean, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You should have picked Bella up and walked out and been like, oh, you have a dog named Bella? I have a dog named Bella. This is Bella. Oh, your dog looks like my dog. That's so weird.
But anyway, that was my eventful morning. So that's what I got done.
Did you end up getting McDonald's?
Yeah, I did. It was as good as ever.
McDonald's and a dog. Congratulations, dude.
I thought you were going to say the dog took a huge shit in the house or something. You were like giving it steak, giving it water, and then it just turns and looks at you and is like... it just takes a huge dump right on the carpet.
No, it's it did pee, but the carpet just so happened to have random yellow spots on it.
Oh, perfect.
As a design, so I couldn't even tell where it peed afterwards.
Sometimes the pee spot's wet, which makes it stand out from the rest.
I didn't touch it. I didn't feel around for it. Trust me.
You know, you can taste pee on a carpet. Even if it's dry, if you just lick around, you'll find it.
Ooh, it'll re-peeify it. I see.
Mm. Yeah, you can rehydrate it. And then you'll know where the pee is.
You could get one of those UP lights.
No points. All right, Bob, what's new in your life?
Been sick. That's not great.
Did you get a haircut?
I had this haircut the last time we hung out, but yes.
I didn't notice then.
I had this haircut for about a week. It's looking a little crazy today because I didn't look at it or brush it or do anything. I feel like I had something that happened, but I can't remember. Oh, I started a new initiative. If you have a kid, everyone is always like, oh, you have pictures. And we do have pictures because everyone has your phone now, right? And you can take really high quality pictures with your cell phone. But I don't because I use my phone for other stuff. And I don't know why, but I found it really difficult to remember like, oh, I should open the camera on this phone that I hold constantly and take pictures. So I have a little like pocket size camera, like just regular digital camera that's only a camera, and I've like made an initiative to keep that downstairs and keep it charged and just periodically pick it up and see if anything's happening to where I can like take a quick video or take some good pictures, because I realized that I wish I had more pictures of James. So that's been kind of fun. He hams it up for the camera. I don't know if you guys experienced this. I like forget that my phone can do that, and I totally take pictures with it sometimes, but I would take a lot more if I just had a camera in my hand and I was like, all right, pictures, click click. I don't know why, but it's a new thing I'm trying.
It is easy to forget, because I will remember every once in a while and I'll be like, oh yeah, this amazing tool to keep memories around, and then you'll just completely forget about it forever, and then never keep any memories for months at a time, which is kind of sad.
All gone. I already forget.
All gone.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Enough about that sad stuff. We're here to play a fun little game. All right, you ready? Because you guys are going to be playing it, and you better have fun. That's all I got to say about that.
Don't point your knife at me like that.
Chutes and ladders?
No, not chutes and ladders. I...
Escalada!
What's that?
I believe that is a Spanish language version of essentially chutes and ladders type of thing. It's a board game. Escalada. Ooh, escalada.
We play that one?
No, it's not. About it.
Well, ensalada.
No, it's not that either. No points for guessing, so you don't need to keep trying. I was actually going to see if you kept trying. Okay, good. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to guess. I give up.
We're going to play a game called Wrong Answers Only. So I've got a list of questions here, and I'm going to present them to each of you, and you're going to give me the wrong answer. We're not going to go back and forth on the same answer unless you guys really want to, because you both could try to give an answer to the same question.
Maybe. Is that the wrong answer?
It could be a right answer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like maybe is never the wrong answer. It's always maybe the right answer.
So I'll give you guys, we'll decide right now how you want to do it. How do you think would be the most fun? If we round robin it, but each of you get a turn and then we alternate who goes first? Or is it a quick fire thing where it's just back and forth and I determine if your answer is wrong enough to be deserving of a point?
I kind of like when we both get to try each one because then you get more jokes. But I feel like the person in the second position always has the advantage. Unless the first person absolutely perfectly nails it, the second person gets that moment to be like, oh, they went that direction, I'll do this.
It could be fun.
Yeah, maybe we do a different question each and we just see who's more wrong with the new question.
Nah, I'll try the round robin other
way. All right, cool. Glad we, Bob and I talked about this. Guess we gave the wrong answer, Bob.
Those were both very wrong answers.
Did we win?
No, I'm going to start. Who wants to go first?
Wade does.
Wade sure does. All right, Wade, you're going first.
That's right. I was thinking that. Great.
I've got a few subjects here, but then it started to get really disorganized. So it's gonna be organized by category, and then it's very quickly going to not be organized by category.
I like this.
And then everything is completely all over the place, and I don't really have rhyme or reason, but I've got my paper towel and my knife, so I'm ready to go. Wait, are you ready?
No.
Oh.
That's actually what you are, though, so I guess. Anyway, Wade, what organ pumps blood through the body?
The dick.
Okay, all right. Bob, what organ pumps blood through the body?
Your big toe.
I don't know which one of those is more wrong.
Mine's not even an organ, so I feel like that's pretty wrong.
Is a dick an organ? I guess it's a reproductive organ.
I feel like the dick could be the right answer because if you're excited about something in particular that has your dick going, then I guess it would be related to...
Is that what happens when you get horny? Your dick turns into art? It's not just blood rushing to an area. Your dick is actually like, oh, actually, let's do this, guys.
Hey, my heart's down here, sweetheart.
No, I mean, getting excited, you know, adrenaline overall system.
Are you saying because blood pumps through your dick, your dick is pumping blood?
No, blood pumps through every part of your body.
Oh, you know what? No, I have heard that. That's actually a theory called trickle-down dickonomics.
I tried to laugh at that because it was funny.
Bob, I was going to give you the point, but for that, I might take it away.
Wade laughed. I don't know if that helps my case or not, but Wade laughed.
Okay, I'm going with the toe is the more wrong answer because I can see the dick being perceived.
It's crazy how the second answer has more chance to be correctly wrong.
It's not my fault I'm funnier than you. Let's continue.
I agree.
All right, let's continue. All right, Bob, your question is, what bone protects the brain?
The brain bone?
Wade?
The trauma bone. It's both a musical instrument and protects you from trauma.
Is it when something horrible happens, you hear the wah, 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 wah. All right, Wade, you get the point for that. I like that one.
Wow. Go figure this. All right, I'm not going to do that.
You think I could just give you guys alternate points if you really want.
No, I like this. I'm just here for the jokes. I don't care.
Wade, your question is, what is quantum physics?
Quantum physics is whenever you have to go get the physical done, but like your dick's really small, so they have to get like the extra like apparatus out to find it.
Just the extra apparatus.
Because your dick's in the quantum realm.
Is that the quantum part? Oh, okay. Got it.
It's where your doctor got those glasses and he goes click, 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 click.
It's like an Ant-Man condom. It's not the whole suit. It's just the condom.
All right. Bob, what's quantum physics?
It's actually my favorite caffeinated energy drink from when we were kids, but it was discontinued because it kept turning kids yellow.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
Because it's too real.
I've had a dick on the brain a lot today, I'm noticing.
Yeah, man. No, it's too wrong. Bob, you get the point. It's just a coincidence you went second.
Yep. Unrelated.
As much as I like the quantum dickoscope, I'm going to go with that one. Bob, how do you impress your crush?
That's tricky. I think what you really want to do is hide in the shadows behind their car in the dark. In the parking lot, and then when they come out from the movie they're seeing, almost kill them by giving them a heart attack because of the fatal heart condition you didn't know about. But then when they survive, they'll be very impressed because you didn't kill them. You just got right, you edged them. got right there. And they got to see, they got to peer into the beyond, thanks to your love.
Well, that is definitely a wrong answer. And if I recall in that story, the true story of that, it didn't work out. So I think that's a very wrong answer.
Come on.
I think it's an extremely wrong answer. Wade, how do you impress your crush?
You wear a suit that's covered in like tiny little things that like poke out of it a bit, like almost like a bed of nails or whatever. And you get on something high. When they walk by, you jump and you land on them. And you can leave all kinds of tiny impressions.
Oh, I don't think you went for it. I thought it was pretty funny. I'm with you. I followed you. I climbed up the pole right behind you.
Yeah, I'll give Wade the point. That seems like the most wrong, because even though Bob's method got near death, I'm pretty sure that would get to death.
You'll feel death.
We talked about that before, right? The way he fucking says that.
Do you feel death?
The Davy Jones.
Tell me, Jack Sparrow. Do you fear death? Tell me, Jack Sparrow, do you fear death?
Oh, Bill Nye.
Anyway, that's a bonus point for Wade for that. That was a good
bonus point.
Yeah, bonus point. What of it?
Wow, that's tough. All right. Fair is fair, I guess.
So far, it has applied pretty much that everyone who's going second does get the point. But
that's crazy.
Wade. How do you gracefully exit a conversation you don't want to be a part in anymore?
Slap them in the face, moon them, and then jump out a window.
That actually would be pretty effective, so I don't know how wrong that would be. Bob!
You just start looking really terrified and lock eyes with the person and go, oh, this shit's a lot more liquidy than I thought, and then run away. Because they can't question it, and also they're definitely not chasing you. That conversation is over.
So, Bob, I really like that answer, but that seems more right.
That seems more graceful?
That would be quite graceful because it doesn't leave them with the obvious conclusion that you hate them and want to be out of the conversation, whereas Wade...
I guess that's not what I took graceful to mean.
It's not graceful for you, but it's very gracefully to get out of there... in a hurry and without, they'll call you back later and be like, are you okay? Is your butt all right? You know, they'll be worried.
That's true.
When they do that, that's the opportunity to be like, I left because I hate you. I'm fine.
But it's after the fact. I give Wade the point.
Unless you have like the perfect ass, you slap them, moon them, and jump out a window, they probably aren't calling to check on you later.
And there, we've broken the curse.
Wow, we turned into a beautiful prince.
You already gave Wade a bonus point. We didn't need to break anything.
The point of who goes second gets a point. That was first go point, get point, right?
Oh, sure. Okay, good. Excellent. That's fair.
It seems like there's a lot of complaining every time that we do one of these round robins. It seems like it's the most fair everyone, because even if there is a bias, the other person gets to immediately the bias switches. So
it's very fair, Mark.
All right, fine. Bob, here's yours. And this probably pertains. What's the secret to winning an argument with a toddler?
Reminding them how much stronger you are than them.
How are you reminding them?
Physical intimidation.
You just flex on them.
Pick them up, wave them around a little bit, set them back down and see if they still want to talk shit.
Okay. All right. That's good. Wade.
Kill them. Then they won't fucking argue anymore, will they? Well, I might be on a list for that, a suggestion.
Mine is way less illegal than that. Come on.
Yeah. My other games that I've played was the who's worst or morality things. I didn't mean for this to turn to that, but Wade, yeah, that is more wrong. So yeah, you do get the point. You get it.
I don't know why every time I hear that, I think of Who's Line. No, Colin, that's wrong. It's been on, like, in my mind so much lately.
A turn? An Arctic turn?
What sound does an Arctic turn make, Colin?
Backstreet Boys?
No, Colin.
No, Colin.
No, Colin, that's wrong.
I still hear that in my head.
That's wrong. I know. That's so good.
Anyway. Wade.
Yeah.
What's the best way to break up with someone?
Leave a puddle of pig's blood in your place and then just like leave. Say nothing, do nothing. You don't want to do it over the phone because that's too callous. You don't want to do it in person because that's like too hard for you. So you just don't do it at all. You just leave, fake your death.
This is the plot from Gone Girl.
I've never seen that.
He stole that from a movie. Again, he's stealing from a movie. That is literally.
Wow. He only ever steals things from movies.
That's probably pretty wrong of me to do.
But it's, I'll leave judgment till I hear Bob's genius idea.
Oh, I have the instant winner on this one. Kill him.
No, Bob, that's wrong. No, Bob, that's wrong.
All right, okay, I'm going to limit it. We can't. This is the last point I'm going to give for killing him. Unless it's really funny. But you better be cautious, because if it's not funny, I'll deduct a point, all right? So it's a risk-reward kind of situation.
I like that. That's good.
All right, okay. Would you like history or geography? Whoever's next.
I'm next, I guess.
Yeah, you're first.
Geography, please, Alex.
Okay, all right, then. I disorganized this.
Wait, that's Intel, isn't it?
That is not a Jeopardy sound.
I'm pretty sure this isn't geography, but it's in the geography session.
All right. No, if it's in the section, I'm sure it's related.
Yeah.
Which one's Jeopardy?
Why did you do the John Cena's meme?
I don't know. To be honest, I thought that was the Drew Carey hosted thing. What was it?
Oh, no. Yeah, that was also kind of Price is Right.
Not well done.
Anyway, I don't know why this is here, but it says, what's the square root of 144? You know, geography.
Oh, shit. Wait, hang on. I know this. No, I don't know if I remember this. Well, it's definitely 14.
All right. Wade, what's the square?
How many times I pound your mom per square inch?
Fuck you, man. Fuck you. What are you doing? No, stop.
Maybe you should come back to Cincinnati every once in a while, Mark.
I thought one of you were going to say, just kill him. I would have laughed, really.
It's way too soon for that.
Yeah, too soon for the rule of threes, man.
Anyway, Bob, no, wait, Wade, you're more wrong. You're wrong. I have to give you the point. You're not fucking my mom.
Thanks. I got the only one giving it, Mark.
No, he's wrong, Bob. He's wrong. You're right.
Oh, okay. I wasn't right, though.
Yeah, but Wade gets the point, even though that means he's wrong, so he's not.
It's okay, Bob. He doesn't know that I'm right.
But he can still be. We're both wrong. He's still wrong. He's just not the most wrong.
You guys think I'm wrong.
All right, Wade. Here, this will be right up your alley. What makes abstract art art? What is abstract art?
It's whenever you have a bigger one and you take a smaller one from it, and then you see what's left.
Well, I'm confused, which I think is what a wrong answer would give me. Bob.
It's a brand of breakfast toaster pastries that's cut into random shapes. They're called abstract arts.
All right, Bob. All right. You get the point for that one. Yeah, you get the point. Yeah, you get the point.
It was funny, but now I know how Wade feels. That was a very begrudging, funny reaction.
All right, Bob. Why do we humans have eyebrows?
Because God made the prototype without any eyebrows and then looked at it and was like, whoa, how do I fix this shit? God damn. We landed on eyebrows eventually.
That's good. Wade?
You need something to lick before you move down to suck on the nose.
Is that what you do with Mark's mom?
No, Bob, that's wrong!
Well, you never given a nose job, guys?
And I don't give anyone points there. I'm just gonna skip that one. Editors cut that one out. We don't need that one in here at all.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No one gets a point for that one.
Yes, I do.
Wade, whomst would housed? What's the best way to survive a zombie apocalypse?
Fuck all the zombies. If they're interested in you sexually, they're less likely to bite as long as you have a safe word.
All of them? Do you have to? All of them?
Takes a lot of stamina, I guess.
I guess if you want to survive, I suppose. All of them?
Dude, The Walking Dead's a lot more interesting if everyone's walking around like John Wayne.
How does John Wayne walk around? Wait, I'm...
He walks like he just got off a horse. Bow-legged.
Ah... I get it. I see. Bob, how do you survive a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, kill him.
No, Bob, that's right. All right, Wade gets a point for that.
Ah, but it was funny.
It was right. This isn't about what's funny. This is about who's more wrong.
You said you would deduct points unless it was really funny.
Yes, that doesn't mean I need to give you. I'm not deducting points from you because it was funny, but it did not win. Both can exist at the same time.
Wow.
Editors, play an interlude.
You gotta do this, Mark. You gotta do the thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Object permanence. Where'd he go? There he is. Where'd he go? There he is. Where'd he go? There he is.
I had more listed here. I don't know where they went. Hold on. Keep the, keep it, keep going. Keep the.
Dun, 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 dun. I'm gonna turn my fan on really quick while we're interluding.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm gonna turn our fans on real quick. See these bad boys? You could be licking these right now.
Dun, 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 dun. Who's going? I forget.
Bob.
Me.
Okay. What should you do if you get lost hiking in the wilderness?
Your best case scenario would be to go to your buddy Bigfoot's house, knock on the door, see if they let you in, maybe use the phone to call your mom, or just hang out and eat pizza rolls until the next morning. You'll have time to hike your way out.
That's good. That's a good answer. Call up your buddy Bigfoot. Okay, Wade, how do you survive if you're lost hiking in the wilderness?
You lay on the ground, you look up at the sky, you see where the sun is, and you fucking die because you're a bad hiker and a worse person.
I feel like that's not that different than kill him. I feel like he went right back for the same.
That's not, there's no them.
It's the same joke. It's with different words.
No, it's not kill them.
Kill him, except M is spelled backwards. M-E.
Yeah.
You're just dying. You're dying is not the same as killing, probably.
Kill him.
Die him.
It's a moral question. Killing versus letting die, but killing versus dying is different.
Oh, God. We're getting philosophical. Bob, I'm giving you the point.
But wait.
Yay.
I don't have any other argument. I just wanted you to wait.
Bob, how do you unclog a sink?
Yeah, I just went first.
Wait, how do you unclog a sink?
Put your mouth over the hole and suck all that shit right out.
All right, Bob, how do you unclog a sink?
Puppies.
Expound.
I don't think that needs explanation, but...
We require expoundations.
If you get puppies that are small enough, you just take them and you totally unscrew that little known fact, that little drain cover on the top of most sinks just unscrews right off of there. And then you just take the puppies. If you're really nice, you could lube them up with some spit or something if you want. But it's wet in there. And there's probably water in the sink if you're unclogging the pipe. You just got to get them all flattened out and then...
Shook.
Just keep putting them in until the clog goes away. And then the puppies and the clog just wash right down the drain.
All right, Bob, you get the point for that, but I don't like it. I liked Wade's. Yours was the funnier one. That one, sad and upsetting.
Thank you.
I thought mine was hilarious. You can kill as many puppies as you want. It's theoretical.
Oh, be careful. You're going into kill them territory. I can take it away.
Why? They probably survive. Let's be real. Puppies are very resilient. You know, they live in the sewers now.
Okay, all right, then.
Maybe they'll meet a friendly Kinkajou who raises them to be ninjas.
Oh, what?
And his name will be Terror, the Kinkajou.
All right, Wade, your question. What does the B stand for in BLT?
Bob Seger.
Who's that? Bob Seger?
Seger, that's it.
American singer-songwriter Bob Seger?
Yeah, you put him with some lemons and tomatoes between two buns, and you go to town.
Bob, who is that?
Bob Seger. He wrote the song Old Time Rock and Roll, and also Like a Rock from the truck commercials, Like a Rock.
I don't know why he came to my mind, but I pictured him with some lemons and tomato. I know it's not supposed to be lemons, but I pictured him with lemons and tomatoes on a toasted bun.
Okay.
I feel like it, Bob, I feel like Wade's mind is quite sexualized today.
Is Bob Seger sexual?
I mean, he's like a rock star guy or something. I don't know.
Well, the way you were describing it, it sounded like it. You said sandwiched in between.
Was it the phrase toasted buns? Are lemons sexual?
The way you said it. I don't know if this is just everything you say, but it came out quite. Hey, wait, Bob, what does the B stand for in BLT?
Books.
Which one's more wrong, Mark?
I don't know.
stands for books. I don't know. It's not funny. I'm trying to give you a wrong answer.
Books or Bob Seger?
Mark, you know how you do comedy? You don't try and be funny, okay? You just respond and react honestly. And honestly, the B stands for books. And I think we can all agree on that. The comedy is not because I tried to be clever. It's just funny because that's what I think.
Wade gets the point.
Wow.
To be fair, Bob, I thought yours was funnier.
It's not about what's funny.
What's this? What's the rule? You never explained the rules of this.
I did. It's in the name.
He did. He did explain the rules, to be fair.
I wasn't listening.
Bob, what is cryptocurrency?
It's the thing that Super Bro is most weak to. That one's not going to land at all. Oh, wait. Yeah, Mark's there. Mark's with me.
I get you.
Get it? Because crypto night, crypto... currency, Super Pro. Yeah, no, that one didn't. Wade can have this point. That's fair.
No, there's a lot of people right now, and I want to poll on the subreddit of who's going, oh. right now. I want to, everyone who just went, okay, when they're listening to this, I want them to post on the subreddit. All right, Wade, what is cryptocurrency?
It's when you break into a cemetery and you go into the mausoleum or the crypt and you grab the body and you sell it.
Grave robbing.
No, Mark. Cryptocurrency.
Cryptocurrency. Ever watch the movie, the show, Tales from the Crypto?
That's gonna be a documentary about the death of cryptocurrency in 25 years called Tales from the Crypto, a reference that nobody understands, but it'll be funny to us.
I'll get it.
Bob, you get the point for that.
All right.
Wasn't he right?
What? Excuse me?
Weren't you pretty much correct? That's what I think of when I hear that phrase.
Super bro.
Real super bros make millions on crypto, bro. Diamond hands. Never sell. Hold strong, brothers.
Oh, I hear bro and I hear crypto and I'm like, oh yes, the two are connected.
Wade, this will be right up your alley. How do you make water wetter? More wet.
Have it go through a couple of your ceilings and floors, and by the time it gets to the bottom, it is as wet as it can be, and so are you, in more ways than one.
Good answer. Bob, how can you make water more wet? Wetter.
I mean, it's hard to know for sure, but you just got to follow your instincts and do what seems right in the moment. And every once in a while, you just got to look up and lock eyes and say, you close? You close? And that's how you'll know.
That's sound advice for everyone, but for here, we're looking for wrong answers, and that would be the very correct answer. Wade, as far as I know, your house no longer has such water-related issues, so your answer was much more wrong.
I hope you're right.
Well, if I'm right, then...
I'm going to sneak into your house and just start putting garden hoses in through the walls so water starts spilling out everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. If this turns out to be the game-winning point and your house does suddenly flood again multiple times in a disastrous manner, such that the Drowned Man 2 should be made and would be made, I will retroactively change this one point, and I'm going to make a distinction right here.
Interesting. How are you going to write that with your knife?
I can make an arrow-ish. I'm kind of missed, but you know, it's right there.
Wow, you really are key. I'm impressed, buddy. That looks really good.
Okay, whose turn?
I don't remember.
Me?
Yeah, Bob is.
Yeah,
you.
Me. Yeah.
Bob, how do you jump start a car with a dead battery?
I can't do that. Well, if I hadn't laughed, I would have given you a blank stare and said, life it. But I started laughing already and it kind of spoiled the whole thing. So I'm going to go ahead and just say that if you put a little banana in the tailpipe, that'll get the car going real fast.
Man, if only you'd gone with life.
I don't think that would have worked that well.
It would. Wait.
Death.
What? Sorry, was that Davy Jones saying death?
It sounded like the opposite of life, because I thought you said life.
I was really hoping, Wade, you would just steal it and just look me dead in the eye and go, life.
That's why I went death. My real answer that I thought of before I made my joke was frogs in a bag.
What kind of bag?
Ziploc. They don't want to get out.
Are they dead already, or were they alive when you put them in?
It doesn't matter, as long as they're prepared correctly.
Bob, even if you said life, it would have been the right answer, because technically...
Well, I didn't, so...
I liked death. Life. Death. Tell me, Jack Sparrow, do you like life?
Silence you.
Imagine Davy Jones doing a Life Alert commercial.
Silence! Wade, how do you prepare for a job interview? And or how do you nail a job interview?
With a hammer.
That's the right answer. I win by default.
Yeah, Bob, you don't even answer. What do you want to answer?
Well, I was just going to say you don't. Just be the awesome person you are and you'll get the job. Kind of loser doesn't get the job at the interview.
That seems like a right answer.
Yeah, that'll definitely work. Everyone out there should follow that advice. That's the correct answer on how to get a job.
Depends on the job.
Like, we know a lot about jobs and job interviews.
I think if you bring a hammer to a job interview, unless you're trying to be a construction worker, you're less likely to get it.
All right, that's a case. Wade, right, Wade. It was a construction site job interview. You gave the more right answer. And Bob, at a construction site, confidence will not get you that job. You're right.
Are you more likely to get the answer if you bring a hammer?
Bob, you get the point. No, this one is biased because I really, really, really didn't want to give you the point for the hammer.
I like Mark's reasoning. And I also like the idea that Wade thinks if you're trying to get a job in construction, you just show up to the interview with like the foreman or the guy who owns the company or whatever. And when they're like, all right, so why do you want to work in construction? You just reach in your back thing and you're like, and the guy will be like, well, he's got the hammer.
Thank God he wasn't being himself.
Look, I went into my deck building job with no tools at all.
What do you mean? You had you.
Exactly. I went in with confidence, but also he made it very clear that I needed to very quickly buy my own tools because I couldn't just borrow his. So I walked away from my first day with negative $400 in gross proceeds, because turns out tools, and my dad was very much like, don't buy shitty tools, because if you buy good tools, they'll last you a lifetime. And he's right. That's a good point.
And you've spent your whole life building decks.
Here's what you do. You buy my tools, Mark, and then you go and you find five other people to buy my tools, and you get 10% of the profits from them buying my tools. You get them to buy even more tools, and you get a cut of those profits. Then I get a cut of the profits from those profits.
You're making it.
And we just keep selling tools, and eventually you'll work your way up the triangular prism until we're all rich.
So you want to make a not pyramid scheme out of tool selling?
I prefer to call it an inverted upside down pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's a trickle down pyramid.
Before I got here, I watched an hour long video.
Vitter. I watched one of the vitters on your turb.
On spinners. I got those smashed together and not gotta rip it. What is it? Beyblades. Not like that. It's the physics concept of spinors, similar to vectors. Spinners or
Beyblades?
I was thinking of Bop It.
I don't know what the relation to this was.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you watched an hour-long video on pyramid schemes or something.
No, the inverted pyramid. So it was like talking about spinners and how they illustrate like a concept of reality that's very crucial to physics itself. Anyway, it's over.
Oh, okay.
We're all done here.
Lincoln Logs.
Tabulating the points. We have Bob, 9 points, and Wade with 10, but we've got this point right here. That's the indeterminate point. So if Wade's house floods in the future, Bob, we have written record that win should be turned over to you because it would be retroactively, future-actively true.
So does any water damage count as flooding? What counts as flooding?
No, it's got to be catastrophic. Nature has to just obliterate your house with water. Like, devastation. Every toilet kind of erupting into poop tornadoes, just splattering all over the ceiling and then exploding out below the whole floor. I want every toilet that's on a higher floor to go comically, like nature sawed through it and just down to the next toilet and down to the next toilet.
What'd you recommend for that, Mark? Like a Sawzall something?
Yeah, you want to get good equipment. You don't want to just get a cheap one. You want one that'll last you for like many, many years of torment, of natural torment.
Interesting.
But Wade, congratulations, you win!
Thank you. Is this my time to speech or just thank you?
Do you want to just...
I would love one. If you or a loved one have ever licked eyebrows and sucked noses, let me know, because I am curious if that's a thing. Thank you for your time.
All right, good winner speech. Really encapsulated the feeling of victory and the stakes here and the struggle to fight through. Bob, I know you said you're not doing loser speeches.
I'm not giving a loser speech today because this episode is not done. I know that we're done creating the points and the potential future result of this episode, but until Wade's house does or does not mysteriously get flooded by some sort of Sawzall-wielding madman, but the win is up in the air, and thus I feel like I'm not a loser, and I don't have to give a loser speech. So I look forward to the day where I or some force of nature completely unrelated to me does the deed and makes Wade pay for what he's done. I mean, tragically floods his house again in an unrelated incident.
And it's unlikely that would happen. It is very unlikely. Almost impossible.
It's almost impossible that would happen.
Yeah, but as we know, even the impossible can be possible.
Low probability events do happen, especially if I make them.
Life finds a way.
You've already won, man. You don't need to keep trying. All right. And speaking of impossible, guess what? Merch!
No, yes. Actually, there is. If you go to the website, distractiblestore.com.
That's DISTRACTIBLESTORE.
Whoa! it exists.
It's a merch store that exists. And as far as I know, you can buy those several things. Look, there's more stuff. There will be more designs and stuff coming. It was a surprisingly difficult road to get this website live. And you may notice it's not the same URL that it used to be.
It is a new URL.
It is distractablestore.com.
Distractablestore.com.
But that's the place, and you can go there. It does exist.
So let's go there. Creed still hip?
Editors, if you could go back through every episode where we've said store.distractablepodcast.com, snip that out and overlay me saying distractable store. Oh, we've only done that, 40 episodes maybe?
Just use the YouTube video editor and change it out.
Yeah, can't you like batch edit that and just make a terminal command or something? Go and how does that work?
We'll fix it in Probst.
Jeff Probst will fix it himself. You've heard it here first. Thank you, Jeff Probst, for helping us with this editing. We know that's your true passion. And thank you, everybody, for watching and or listening. We couldn't do this without you. And honestly, who would want to? Have a good night or day or morning or commute. Because now you can stop being pulled over on the side of the road and you can actually get to work.
You're allowed to drive again.
The one last piece of advice that we'll leave you at Distractable. Have a good one. Podcast out.